The Central Economic Working Conference, which maps out the economic work for next year, has suggested the country's policy toward international trade needs to be opened up further. Specifically, it calls for increasing imports by cutting tariffs on some products, while at the same time raising the product quality on goods being exported from China. Huo Jianguo with the Chinese Academy of International Trade and Economic Cooperation says this forms a foundation for China's international trade policies.
Previously, we only mentioned the policy that requests using imports to drive exports, but it doesn't equal an overall trade policy. However, this time I see it as a prototype of a unified trade policy for China. That is to say, we set a tone for international trade, which requires higher competitiveness of our exported goods and at the same time an expansion of imports, with the ultimate goal of balancing exports and imports.
As part of the sessions, central authorities have announced plans to lower the threshold for foreign funds to enter the financial sector, allowing foreign institutions to invest in Chinese bonds, insurance, and banks. Zhong Liang is a chief researcher with the Bank of China.
On one hand, opening up in the financial sector must be adapted to the country's economic development. On the other, its goal is to build a new business environment to let China become a global business hub. What should this environment look like? It would let foreign companies come to China under the expectations that they're going to make more money and make their businesses better off.
Controlling systemic risk is also a major concern. Steps have been taken through this year to try to root out systemic risks to the financial markets, including curbs on capital flight and the tighter regulations on how companies generate financing. Yi Gang, vice governor of the People's Bank of China, says they plan to keep this trend up in the coming few years.
We will strengthen supervision of financial products with new standards. All financial companies and their products must be licensed. Unlicensed businesses will be banned. Meanwhile, we are going to keep an eye on companies which have a range of services, including financial components. We will prevent irrational financing and crack down illegal fundraising activities.
The growth of deficits across China has begun to slow through this year. Paul Sheard, chief economist for S&P Global, suggests that authorities should focus on transparency when handling debt issues.
China needs to figure out ways of dealing with that and making sure that it doesn't become a destabilizing influence. And perhaps when it comes to local government finances, Ray, one thing which could probably go a long way is greater transparency about exactly what the plumbing is and what the assets are, and so that the outside world, including even the Chinese government itself, the central government, gets better visibility into what exactly is going on.
It's also being suggested that the central authorities is potentially moving to stop underwriting any local government debt, making the local governments solely responsible for the debt they rack up. For CRI, I'm Ming Guang.